Once again, a daunting financial lesson in the banking world. Lose a few billion and it will cost you a few million. $47.5 million to be exact. That's the fine charged to the bank UBS today. It's one of the biggest penalties ever issued by Britain's Financial Services Authority. Punishment for a cultural climate, it claims, that tolerated a series of unauthorized trades, resulting in a multi-billion dollar loss reported last year. Mark Scott has been reporting on this latest rogue trading scandal. He's a financial reporter based in London for our partner, The New York Times. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi, John.
So we describe this as a rogue, but in some sense, this fine is being levied because, at least the charges, UBS tolerated rogues.
I suppose I would not say they tolerated it. What the Financial Services Authority of Britain set out this morning was that they didn't have the right controls and mechanisms in place in-house to really catch this problem when it first happened.
And what would those controls have consisted of, and who overreached here?
Well, I think that the controls, it gets quite technical, but it would basically involve a more hands-on approach on the day-to-day trading by this trader that was involved, Kwaku Adeboli. So it's a question of the bank itself not having sort of the right checks and balances internally, as well as some of the more senior management not sort of having a hands-on approach on a day-to-day basis.
Is this the kind of thing where you would have controls that literally watch the trades of someone like Adeboli, or that there's more of a policy where when Adeboli gets in trouble, he has to raise his hand and notify what's going on so that he doesn't get in more trouble?
I think there's a bit of both. You would have to expect, and again, the fine kind of shows us that these mechanisms in-house just weren't there or were not sufficiently rigorous, as well as Adeboli, who we have to remember was sentenced to 7 years last week because of his role in this. He also had to come forward maybe earlier than he had to say, look, guys, I've made this mistake.
Now, is it unfair to punish banks for fraudulent operators operating within their companies? It's like fining a company for employees who rip off printer paper.
Well, I suppose the banks definitely would say that, but then they have to take some responsibility for the actions of their employees, as well as these are multi-million, if not billion-dollar trades on a day-to-day basis, and it's their responsibility, overseen by the regulators both in the U.S. as well as in here in Europe, for them to really make sure they're doing everything above board.
I'm trying to do the math here. If you lose more than $2 billion, a fine of $47.5 million seems like a fairly paltry disincentive. Who is Britain's Financial Services Authority trying to protect here in this move?
Well, it gets slightly complicated. I mean, to be blunt, they're trying to protect sort of the shareholders and the people who invest in these banks. The $50 million fine is based on a kind of a technical justification on the activities of this trader. It's obviously a lot less than the fine itself, but those are the rules that have been laid out.
Does anyone believe that this will never happen again?
Well, it's never till the next time, right? I think it does come down to, particularly with the number of scandals that have come out in the banking sector since the crisis began, one would hope this is the last time, but I'm not going to be holding my breath.
All right. That's Mark Scott, financial reporter for our partner, The New York Times, talking about the possible resolution of the Kwaku Adeboli case at UBS. He lost $2.3 billion reported last year. The British Financial Services Authority has levied a fine of nearly $50 million on UBS. Thanks so much, Mark.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.